Hello, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. Tuesday, May the 22nd. Thank you for logging on to WTAW.com. And here's your sports. Well, if you like college baseball and you like good food, there's no better place to be than Bricktown in May. In Oklahoma City, the Big 12 baseball tournament starts tomorrow morning. And Coach Rob Childress says that if you can be there, you ought to be there.
Well, certainly so. It's a great venue for a collegiate baseball tournament. I mean, you park the bus at the hotel and you don't have to get on it again the entire week. I mean, really the only time we get on it is to go to a game or practice, and we drive two blocks back to the hotel when we're done. And, you know, the kids have got the opportunity to go to, you know, countless restaurants within walking distance of the hotel and can walk down to the park and see the other teams play. And there's a Bass Pro Shops right around the corner too. So that's not so bad either. And hopefully we got a strong contingent of Maroon that gets the opportunity to travel up there and can bring their family. And like I said, they can park their car at the hotel and have just a great week of family time and treat it as a vacation. And, you know, hopefully have a couple of sick days built up with the job, and, you know, kids haven't missed too many days of school and can go up there and have a great week and support us. We plan on being there the entire week.
Aggies are the number two seed there. They'll meet Kansas tomorrow at 4 o'clock in the first round of the double elimination. The other game in their division of their bracket is Texas versus Missouri at 7:30. The other division starts tomorrow morning at 9, Oklahoma meeting Oklahoma State, and then Baylor meeting Kansas State. The tournament will wrap up on Sunday at 1 o'clock when the two division winners meet for the championship. The Aggies have won this tournament 2 years in a row. Of course, this will be their final one. Texas Tech baseball coach Dan Spencer has been fired after 4 years without a winning record in the Big 12. The move announced Monday came after the Red Raiders finished with 7 conference wins, their fewest since 1990. Texas Tech was the only one of 9 Big 12 teams that didn't qualify for the conference tournament. A former Texas Tech player, Spencer spent a year as an assistant under Larry Hayes. He was the pitching coach at Oregon State before returning to Lubbock. Tim Tadlock has been named the interim coach. It has been quite an unremarkable sports year for Texas Tech, at least in the sports that fans attend. They finished second to last in football at 2-7, last in men's basketball at 1-17, second to last in women's basketball at 6-12, and tied for last in baseball at 7-17. Bad year for the Red Raiders. A&M Consolidated Tigers will hold their football spring game tonight at 6 o'clock at Tigerland Stadium. Coach David Raphael getting ready for his second season at the helm of the Tigers. Now, after the scrimmage tonight, there's going to be a carnival. Bingo bells, cheerleaders performing, inflatables, Dunkin' booze, watermelon, concessions, all kinds of fun. The football starts at 6. Aggie women's golf team will start play today at the NCAA Nationals at the Vanderbilt Legends North Course in Franklin, Tennessee. East Regional medalist Katarina Rusakova, along with Sarah Beth Davis, Patricia Garcia, Mary Michael Maggio, and Natalie Reeves, will compete for A&M. The Aggies will be paired with two future SEC opponents today and tomorrow, hosts Vanderbilt and LSU. Well, Kobe Bryant's game-high 42 points were not enough for the L.A. Lakers as the Oklahoma City Thunder trounced them 106-90 to reach the NBA Western Conference Finals against San Antonio. Russell Westbrook scored 28, including a pair of three-point plays in a 14-3 spurt that put the Thunder ahead to stay in the third quarter. Kevin Durant contributed 2 three-pointers during a 10-0 run to start the final period. He finished with 25 points and 10 rebounds. And in Boston, Brandon Bass led a third-quarter charge, and the Celtics took a 3-2 lead in the NBA Eastern Conference semifinal, whooped the 76ers 101-85. Bass scored 18 of his postseason career-high 27 in the third quarter. The Orlando Magic are searching for a new head coach and general manager after dismissing Stan Van Gundy and Otis Smith. Van Gundy compiled a 259-135 record in 5 seasons as the head coach, and Smith molded playoff teams in each of his 6 seasons as the GM. Former West Virginia football coach Bill Stewart has died of what the athletic department says was an apparent heart attack. The 59-year-old resigned last summer and was replaced by assistant Dana Holgerson the same night. Stewart was 28-12 in 3 seasons after taking over for Rich Rodriguez. And finally, what's more unusual than a team hitting back-to-back home runs? Well, how about one fan catching both of them? That's what Caleb Lloyd did last night at the Great American Ballpark in Cincinnati. The 20-year-old junior from Thomas More College was in left field when Reds pitcher Mike Leake hit his first career home run in the 4th inning. The ball went directly to Lloyd, who had never caught a ball at a game before. 3 pitches later, shortstop Zach Cozart hit another one to the same area. This ball bounced right to Lloyd, who had one free hand. He gave the second home run ball to a friend who had taken him to the game and bought the tickets. And knowing it was Leak's first career home run, he saved the ball and gave it to Leak in exchange for an autograph after the game. And that's a look at sports, everybody. Thank you again for logging on today to WTAW.com.